The weekend and another edition of Housing Information You Can Trust right here on AM 760 WJR. For the next 3 hours, you have the guys.
3 hours today, 3 hours tomorrow. Cool.
You're right.
We got a great weekend. We got a lot of stuff.
We're working overtime.
Yeah. Talk to our boss about that. See if it makes any difference. I don't think it's gonna.
Gonna. I don't think it's gonna either.
That's a construction term. Gonna.
This, I know for a fact, is your favorite time of year, is it not?
Being with you on a Saturday?
No.
Come here, little guy. Sit on my lap.
The mornings.
Oh,
the nights.
Absolutely.
How cool they are. How perfect they have been.
Was that pun intended? Or
take it both ways. Double meaning.
Did you see that moon last night?
I did.
Ooh.
I did. Did a little howling.
Ooh, thought of all my girls. Thought of my bride and my daughters. Yeah, that was such a beautiful, beautiful sight. My bride got to see it come up over the lake last night. They had a clear sky up there, and she sent me pictures. I know.
You mean at the house she's staying at?
Yeah. Wherever I'm not, that's where
she's staying at, right?
That's the house she stays at, yeah.
Can't say that I blame her.
That was part of the deal when she said I do. She said I need at least a second house.
There you go.
Wherever
that's
you
part
are,
of bargain.
I will not be. So we got a lot going on.
We do.
At 12 noon today, you and I are going to have a special guest, which is cool.
Yes.
Actually, yep. Two special guests, right?
Yes. Comer and Cross Floor Concrete Coatings are going to be coming in and explaining their wonderful company. You know, very much like a lot of our other team partners, Chuck, a couple of young guys, a couple of Michigan State guys, who there's something in the water over there. Where
boy,
they inspire
these MSU
a lot
guys
of,
just keep putting the lie to all your, I won't even go there. Never mind.
Well, you interrupted
they do well.
Me. You interrupted my sentence. And it had to be important. And then you don't even finish the sentence, okay?
I didn't want to slander anybody else, but we've seen a lot of team partner come out of MSU and succeed in business.
Absolutely.
Gangbusters.
That's where I was going. that's exactly where I was going. So we're going to feature them in the bonus hour, the education hour between noon and 1 o'clock today. And then tomorrow, we're going to have another one. Tomorrow is going to be the anniversary of 9/11. We all remember
Patriots Day. 9/11.
And we're going to be broadcasting live from Kearns. I'm going to be broadcasting live from Kearns Brothers. Chuck, I know you have another event you've already been committed to. They needed someone important at this event, so they reached out to the inside guy. Are you emceeing the before
or after?
They were
looking for a celebrity golfer.
Yeah.
Actually.
So instead they got you.
I have done an outing on 9/11. The last 6-8 years, and it's a charity event specifically to fund this group that does provides interim help for veterans. We're going to be talking to Paul Rule, who's on the board of directors of this group tomorrow. But long story short, you and I didn't realize a lot of times a returning vet may take 18 to 24 months before he or she can get any funding from the VA. And, of course, these gals need a lot right away.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're going to be talking to this group tomorrow morning from the event that I'll be at.
What you said there, all that time to get help from the VA, you know, I mean.
That's crazy.
It's crazy. It's frustrating because there should be stuff set up the minute they get out. It's already in play. I mean, yeah. Anyway, we're not a political show. We will go there.
We're not a political show. I agree with you.
But we do have common sense, right?
But it's just amazing to discover these groups of very generous people because they give as much of their time as they do money.
And then speaking of generous people, you know, Mike Kearns and the Kearns Brothers giveaway. We're going to be there tomorrow. And Mike Kearns is a veteran himself. And then afterwards, we're going to head over through the magic of radio to Foundation Solutions 360. And speak to Joe Marth, and he's a veteran himself, and most of his career has been giving to others, whether in the military or fighting fires and helping people in the local community as a firefighter.
Helicopter pilot, I mean.
The guy.
Yeah, so we're going to be talking to Joe Marth from 12 to 1 tomorrow, Foundation Solutions 360 at noon. So we got a full weekend, and we're excited about it.
We do, and we are.
And we're going to be talking to our listeners.
We are. 888-654-GUYS. Thanks for reminding me, Chuck. 888-654-4897. How was your Labor Day weekend, brother?
I was just thinking, because our article that was in the Detroit News Homestyle section yesterday was about labor.
That was a segue. Yeah, that's why I did that.
I knew you were thinking ahead. But it's interesting. I got thinking. I had a great weekend, by the way, family weekend.
Same.
Beautiful water, beautiful Michigan. But I got thinking how we kind of let that holiday pass. It's more a transitional weekend into September and lifestyle changes than it is a celebration of labor.
I agree.
And you and I celebrate labor all the time in this industry. Everything that's done is high touch. Someone has to go to a job site and do with their hands.
Absolutely.
So we're huge believers in celebrating the labor aspect of this industry, and it'll never change. I mean, computers can only do so much. Robots can only do so much. We still need people.
You are 100% right. And we need people for every one of the jobs out there, because so many of these jobs, no matter what they say, especially in housing, Chuck, are not going away.
No, they're not going to. And actually, one great example of that is if you want a beautiful garage floor, they're not going to make a machine that can do what the people at Motor City Floors and Coatings can do.
I was speaking to a good friend of mine who just brought, he's a contractor who just brought Motor City Floors and Coatings to one of his clients' house. They're going to be taking care of them. Next segment sponsored by, once again, Motor City Floors and Coatings.
Welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you being with us. We're going to go to the phones, but first we want to thank the guys that are making us sound halfway decent behind the glass there. Dave and Blake, thank you so much for all you do. We appreciate you guys.
888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. Let's head north and talk to Keith in Flint. Good morning, Keith. You're on with the Inside Outside Guys on WJR.
Thank you. I'm in Flint right now, but my house is in Holly, Michigan. And a few days ago, I looked up at the side of the house, and I've got three holes in the side of my house on separate walls. And it's up near the roof line. And I need some help finding somebody to fix the problem.
Now, when you say holes, is there a gun range anywhere? I know Holly's up in the up in the country. There's not a gun range in your area, is there?
No. It's these are, I can see them from the ground. Okay. And one of them is fairly big. I didn't get up there to do it, but I can see wood and such.
So
I
probably
have no idea what in the world happened.
Woodpeckers or squirrels. Red squirrels can chew right through any siding and make a home. You're going to want to go up and take a look in your attic as well. What you don't want to do is trap them inside the house.
But this is, there's no trees and nothing to climb on to get to this part of the roof.
You might be shocked. I have watched squirrels go vertically up so many things in the past, including siding on houses, where you just stand back and go, oh my. Gosh, that's scary, because they can do a lot of damage. So we're guessing, obviously, but you don't even have to have trees around for that. If your neighbors have trees, if your neighbors' neighbors have trees.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
They're on the hunt. So you're looking for some labor.
Real quick, I'm sorry. Is it a wood material that they're chewing through, Keith? Or is it a wood material where the holes are? Excuse me.
I think it's siding.
Vinyl siding?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why would you think it, Ken?
Well, I just wanted to find out what the material was before. If it's a siding, you know, if it's a siding material, which is, wood's very common. Siding is not as common for something to chew through.
If it's a horizontal vinyl or aluminum, depending on color, they can put it just a new piece.
Yeah, right.
On the color match might be tough, but up under the eaves, you're less likely to have fading like you might have, you know.
Good point.
Out in the field on the south elevation or something like that.
Good point.
But I'm thinking we're going to try to give Keith a handy person, handyman service.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know. Yeah, it's going to be tough to find somebody for that. You got a pen handy, Keith?
Yes, indeed.
We got a couple different services to have you call and see if they can help you out. One is Michigan's Handyman, and their phone number is 248-506-4000.
Okay.
And another one is Handyman Connections. And their number is 734-205-9000. 9000. Tell them we told you to call. Explain what you're looking for. You might get put on a list.
What was the last?
Go ahead.
It was 734-205-9 what?
1000. 9000.
Okay.
And again, you might get put on a list. It might take them a while to get somebody out there for you just because they're so darn busy, but better to get on the list.
One hole is quite big, and the other two are much smaller.
Before you call them, try to discover what kind of material you've got, what type of siding it is, if it's a vertical versus a horizontal siding, that kind of thing.
It's a horizontal, and as far as I remember, it's plastic.
Okay. The better prepared, the more information they have, the better prepared they are, the cheaper it's going to be for you once they get there. Hey, got to think ahead, right?
Well, the thing is, it's up on the top of the sidewalls.
Sure.
And I live on a hill.
Keith, do you have the ability, do you have a smartphone where you could take a picture of it? Because a lot of these handyman services will now ask you to snap a picture of it, send it to them, and they can give you prices over the phone.
Oh. Yes, I have a smartphone.
Okay, buddy, we got to get to our next caller. We greatly appreciate your call. Let's talk to Alexander in Farmington Hills. Good morning, Alexander. You're on with the guys.
Good morning, guys. How are you today?
We're doing fantastic. How can we help you, sir?
I bought a house back in October, and I have a sunroom/solarium. So it's two glass walls with doors and windows, everything glass, and a glass ceiling. Along the perimeter of the sunroom at the floor, there's tile flooring. There's like aluminum covering down the perimeter. Underneath that covering are wooden boards. When I bought the house, I noticed that there were some holes in the aluminum, and when it rained heavily or snow is melting, water is seeping through these holes, or not through these, it was seeping through the holes. I had a guy come out, he removed the aluminum on the outside and the inside, he put in new aluminum and recalked the heck out of it on the outside, but I told him to leave the inside uncovered for now, so we could see if water was still seeping through.
Smart.
Water continues to seep through in like three places. The wooden boards are getting wet. They don't seem to be rotting. They've been treated, so they don't rot yet, but the water is still seeping through. So that's my main concern, is I'm trying to eliminate these water leaks. I had a guy from Hanson's Windows come out. He said, just take a hose, start watering from the bottom, goes up slowly and see where the leak may be. I found the original company that put in this solarium, and the lady that bought it, she paid about $15,000 for it. They sent their guys out. They looked at it, and they said they have to disassemble the whole thing, take out the doors and windows, take out the ceiling, and then reassemble it, and they quoted me about $78,000.
Wow.
So, which is unbelievable, crazy.
Alexander, here's the issue. They could do all that, but if they don't fix the disease, I mean, it sounds to me like you're looking for the symptom. We have a company called Advanced Infrared Leak Detection. And this is what their job is. They come out and they can find that leak and where that leak is coming from. So we want to give you their number and give them a call. And before you do any repairs, this is a company you want to talk to, okay?
Okay, okay. Advanced infra leak detection.
Advanced infrared leak detection.
Infrared.
Yeah, Lori's the owner. She's an awesome lady. She'd be coming out and taking a look at this for you.
Okay, excellent. Excellent, guys. I couldn't find that myself. Should I just Google them or
nope.
Do you have a number?
Nope. I got a number for you right now. 800.
Okay.
310-2567.
2567. All right. I'm going to try them out. If by any chance they don't help me, I may be contacting you guys again.
They will help you. They will give you a detailed report. They'll email to you. They'll come out. They'll run hoses anywhere they think that, and water anywhere they think that leak may be. They'll take pictures, and then they'll send you a detailed report telling you where they believe the leaks are coming from. They've helped. Oh, gosh. I can't even tell you
hundreds,
how many of our listeners hundreds, they've helped over the years. Hundreds, yeah.
What about as far as once they do discover that, do they recommend other companies that would perform the repair for a reasonable price?
Get a hold of us.
Get a hold of us. Go to theinsideoutsideguys.com. We have to go to break. When we get back from break, we're going to talk to Jim from Romeo, Karen from Farmington, along with taking your phone calls at 888-654-GUYS.
Hey, if you're looking for great gutter and gutter protection systems, we have a company that offers the best that Ken and I think is on the market. And we trust them, you can too. That's Atlas Home Improvement. Thanks, everybody. Appreciate you being with us. 888-654-4897. And Blake just yelled at us. Because we were fading on the mic, so we apologize to the audience.
Won't happen again.
Oh, sure it will. Sure it will. But we sincerely apologize.
We'll try. Hey, 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. That number gets you over 80 years of combined housing experience. If you got an issue with your home, the Inside Outside Guys can help you. Just like we're about to help Jim from Romeo. Good morning, Jim. You're on with the guys.
Shed, and we're looking for a company that would be willing to do like interior walls, maybe, you know, the insulation. It's kind of like too small for a lot of the construction companies, but I was also wondering, is it too big for some of the handymen? Is there somebody you could recommend that would do mostly like the carpentry work, really, like wooden wall panels, basically?
Well, we got a couple of companies that we can recommend in your area. Even handymen usually have a minimum charge. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the companies, especially in this economy, have a minimum charge. So we'll start off by giving you the number to a couple companies to call. The first one would be Macomb Construction.
Yeah, they said actually it was too small for them.
Okay, what about Michigan Remodelers?
They were looking at probably doing something fancier than we were looking, like, you know, doing walls, ceilings, floors, but it almost seemed like we probably want something a little less scale than what they're probably interested in doing.
Okay. And so let's try Michigan Handyman. Chuck, you just gave that number out a minute ago.
Yeah. Do you have a pen handy?
Yeah.
We've got a couple of them here. Handyman Connections is 734-205-9000.
Yep.
And if you want, we can give you Michigan Handyman, which is another company.
Okay.
And they are 248-506-4000.
Okay.
And I have one more for you. They don't really do larger jobs, but they're right in your area, and they may be willing to take on a smaller job that's barrier-free plus.
Okay.
They, you know, they do a lot of modifications for what we expect them to do, but they also, they have carpenters on hand. So give them a buzz. Let's see. 586.
Okay.
598-2600.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome, sir.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's talk to Karen from Farmington. Good morning, Karen. You're on with the guys.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing great, ma'am. How can we help you?
Okay, I'm looking to get a battery-powered backup sump pump, and I'm not sure what brand, what horsepower. Do I need cast iron, or do I get, I don't know if they're plastic? So if you could shed some light there.
About $450. Oh, I'm sorry, you were looking for a brand and a type.
Right.
We get, you know, we get this question a lot at the InsideOutsideGuys.com, whether it's refrigerators, hot water heaters, sump pumps. What's the best brand? And we always fall back on it in today's, once again, economy, in today's world. A lot of the brands that you buy are all run down the same assembly line. And when they get to the end of the assembly line, today they may have this company's name slapped on them. Tomorrow they may have that company's name slapped on them. And
okay.
The reason we say that is we rely more on the providing contractor and their warranty. So in Farmington Hills, for a sump pump, we have a couple of companies that offer great sump pump deals. One is Foundation Systems of Michigan, and the other is Basin.
I have someone that's going to do it. I just need to buy the unit.
Oh, you just want to buy pick up a unit?
Right.
Pick up a backup. So I know. Go ahead.
Right. Battery powered. I see you recommended Zoeller, Wayne, Superior.
I'll tell you what, three great brands that we would give you. Zoeller, Wayne, and Superior. Cast iron is always our choice,
yep.
Right, Ken?
100%. No plastic parts, especially up in that impeller.
Yeah, and the impeller itself is probably going to be plastic, but the cast iron housings and the heavier duty motor with more windings. You asked what size. It really depends on how much water you're pumping. A good quarter horse unit will move a lot of water. A half horse unit in a house, if you need any more than that, you probably ought to buy a boat.
Okay.
Now, what would happen if your sump pump stopped working? Would your basement flood in a matter of time?
I would think so, and I just had it finished, so that's why I'm on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
My current one is old. My regular sump pump. I don't know, how often do you have to replace them? It sounds like it goes a lot.
A good one can last decades.
Yeah.
A good one can last 40 years. I mean, they're amazing when you buy a good pump, how long they can go.
And neither Chuck and I, because my sump pump does not work a lot. I know Chuck's doesn't either. So neither one of us have a backup pump in the crock itself, but we do have one on the shelf right next to the crock.
Identical to what's in the crock. Yeah, and I've got a 22-year-old one at the main home we live in, and
so if you have one sitting on the shelf, does that mean once your sump pump stops, you throw that other one in?
That's what we would do. Yes, but here's the thing: our sump pump doesn't run that much, so if it stopped, we'd be able to tell and be able to replace it. If your sump pump runs a lot, you may not have that luxury.
Right. I don't think I would, because I probably wouldn't be home when it happened.
Well, there's a company right by you called Hartford and Ratliff, and you can go right into there. They're on 8 Mile in Farmington, and you can go right into their parts department and pick up one straight from them.
Oh, okay. And they have those brands that you recommend?
Oh,
they do.
They're going to have heavy-duty commercial stuff, which is what we suggest you buy.
Okay.
And again, it's going to cost you more, but it's worth it.
Would you like a phone number?
I know where it's at.
Oh, okay.
What about, I went to Depot and they have, Watchdog and Everbilt. I mean, that seems like they're big ones.
They are, but how do we say this? Not to disparage anybody. If we go to Heartland Wireless, we know the person behind the counter is an expert. We know they're going to sell us the right thing, and we know we go right to them and they'll take care of us if there's a problem.
And they're going to sell material that they know works.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll stop by there and get it. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. We appreciate your call.
Good call. I hope people appreciate, when we tell them you're going to spend more money for this, but it's worth it, because there is a definite difference.
That's on everything that we, that's out there. It's all about value, and that's where it's up to the homeowner to be able to discern the difference. Eh?
Yeah.
888-654-GUYS. Let's talk to Paul in Commerce Township. Good morning, Paul. You're on with the guys.
Hey, I finally got to you guys. You guys, one of you anyway, had a formula for killing weeds and grass and everything.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. That was Chuck. I think it was gasoline or flamethrower or something like that. There is a, and we've talked to experts about this, whether you want to use a herbicide like a Roundup that will kill and they come back, or you use something like we've given out, which has made some people a little upset, which is a vinegar, Dawn dish soap and salt recipe. You put it in the pump sprayer, you spray it, and chances are nothing's going to grow back in that spot for a couple of years.
And remember, those are vegetation killers. So anything you spray them on, you're likely to kill.
Right. That's what I want to do. I took out whatever was growing there and put rocks in, but now I got weeds growing up between the rocks.
Right.
Should have used a good 6 mil plastic.
Yeah.
Small. But how much vinegar, how much Epsom salt, and you had a third.
Yeah, it's a gallon of vinegar.
White vinegar.
It's one cup of any kind of salt. You can distill it out of the Atlantic if you want to.
Oh, I thought you used Epsom salt.
Well, a lot of people say that, but it really doesn't matter.
So I can use...
You can use table salt if you want. You can crush rock salt from your softener.
How much salt to
one cup.
Gallon of?
1 cup salt.
1 cup?
In a tablespoon, or, again, it doesn't hurt if you put more in, of Dawn dish detergent. I wish we had stock in that product because I use that for more things.
Same.
That's great stuff.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
And like Ken said, go buy a $10 throwaway tank sprayer, mix it up in
I got one, and
use it for that.
I got one, but I didn't have the proportions that you mixed it in.
You do now.
Remember, Paul. If whatever that mixture touch, it kills. That's vegetation.
Well, that's what I want to do. As I said, I eliminated what was growing there and covered the area with stones. And I don't want anything else, but now I got weeds 3 feet high growing on in there.
Well, we just gave you the secret sauce, Paul, so go take care of it, buddy. Thank you. Thank you so much for your call. You know, it's funny, Chuck, because that is a recipe that we put on the Inside Outside Guys Facebook page. Some people don't like that recipe very much, but.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. It works, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
You know, a lot of people are still wondering whether they can get it. They're thinking about concrete work, if they can still get the concrete work done this year.
Yeah.
And we always talk about whether it's concrete or whether it's brick. If it starts to go bad on your home, it's never going to get better on its own. And if you leave it alone, it's only going to cost you more money and cause more damage, whether it's a chimney, porch, driveway, garage, floor, you name it. If you want to get those repaired with great warranties still this year, you can call Brickworks Property Restoration. Laughing and learning 24/7 at theinsideoutsideguys.com, the Inside Outside Guys on Facebook, and right here for almost just over two more hours. And tomorrow we also have 3 hours.
I know it.
Tomorrow as well. Today, between noon and one, we are going to have the fellows from Comer and Cross Concrete Floor Coverings on, learn about their company and their great product. Tomorrow we are going to be live from Kearns Brothers. And we'll be celebrating, we'll be honoring veterans tomorrow. Is that a good way to put it?
Yeah.
And then after that, we're going to head over to Foundation Solutions 360 and speak with Joe Marth over there. And great lineup for you the rest of the weekend. Housing information you can trust. Let's stick to the phones and talk to, I think this is our buddy Sam from Redford. Is that you, Sam?
Hello, how are you? It's
good,
been a long time since I talked to you.
Yes, sir. How you been?
Yeah, I've been fine. Thank you. We're doing well. Good. I got a little tuck pointing job to do on my house. I've had a couple pieces of brick mortar come out, and I got to fill that up again It's just a few inches. And the only thing I can find in all the big box stores is gray tuck pointing material. Well, that looks like that's going to look like, you know what, on my house that has tan mortar and then brick.
Yes.
And I'm trying to find out where I can get some that would match what I have. And if I can't find anything that's specifically for tuck pointing, is there a type of mortar mix that I, you know, what's the letter designation for the mortar mix I would use?
Boy, you came to the right place, Sam. And I think we can direct you to a place that's probably within walking distance of where you live. On Plymouth Road, west of Telegraph, there is a Redford Builder Supply. And they've been around forever. Years ago, two brothers that's from Italy, Gino and Pino, started this builder supply company. And they're still there today. I actually spoke to Gino's grandson when I was there earlier this year, 25-year-old kid. And
that's cool, isn't it?
It's neat seeing the family. But if you go over there, they have color charts. They'll have little pieces. They look like chalk of different color mortar.
Oh.
Since you're real close, they'll probably let you take that. You might have to leave them a slight deposit. You can take it home, hold it against your mortar, figure out what is the best color, and they may have to order it. And here's kind of the caveat. You said you only have a couple of inches to do. Unfortunately,
yeah,
you're going to have to buy a 60-pound bag of mortar and probably 1-pound bag of color. And that's not, you know, it's going to, you'll never use it.
Is what it is. Be cheaper than hiring you.
You're right. A lot.
Yep. So
does that all make sense to you, Sam?
Even if I got a 6-pound bag, I probably could store it because I, you know, the house is a 54, house, built in 1954. So, I mean, we've had other areas where I have fixed it, but I was able to find the right color at one of the big box stores. But now all they sell is gray, and that's not suitable.
Right. Yeah, you probably found that they used to have a little liquid in about a 5-inch bottle at the ready mix companies made. They don't do that anymore because, boy, did they make mess that they spilt.
Oh, I know.
Insane. Uh-huh. But they have it in a powder form over there at Redford Builder Supply on Plymouth Road.
I will. Yeah, they're only a couple miles away. I will get over there today.
Okay.
Yeah, he suggested you walk up there, Sam, and then just throw that bag of mortar on your shoulder and walk home with it. Be good exercise.
I know I might be able to use the exercise, but I guess I'm not going to opt out for that choice.
Neither would Chuck.
No, Chuck would not.
Thanks, Sam. You take care of yourself, buddy.
Thank you a lot. The last couple of years, we tried to get to home builder supplies shows and that. So we're glad you're still on the radio, and you're just a great resource for all us do-it-yourselfers.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. And we will be in Novi at the Suburban Collection Showplace here within the month at the home show. So if you get a chance, come say hi, okay?
We may try to do that. Just depends on what the calendar lets us do. So
we get it. We get it.
All right.
Thank you, Sam. Take care, buddy. All right, Virginia in Bloomfield Township, you're up. How can we help you, ma'am?
Well, we had a big branch come down on one of the wires, and DTE says it's, of course, in our yard. And what it did is it bent the stack and pulled some of the roofing tiles up on the roof of the – we have a tri-level. So I'm wondering if there's somebody you can recommend that could take care of it, because as DTE says, that's, you know, our property, so our problem.
Sure. Kanga Roof, they're going to be our next sponsor coming up here in a minute. And Bill Burkhart Jr., one thing we love about Kanga Roof is when they come out to do a roof repair. Now, they replace residential, they'll replace commercial, but they
metal,
also
flat
do
roof shingles. They do it all.
They do, but they'll also do residential and commercial repair work. And one thing that we really respect about Four Seasons Kanga Roof is they come out with a booklet. And in that booklet, they can show you how big this, you know, they measure the hole and they say, okay, for this size, for this material, they will show you right in that booklet what your job will cost you, which is upfront fair pricing.
Great. And so what is their name? Did you say Four Seasons?
Four Seasons Kanga Roof.
You want a phone number
Kanga
for them?
Kanga, hop to it. Kanga.
Yes, I do.
586. Oh.
Okay.
5-6-6-0-3-0-8.
Yeah. My son just put some caulk around because it said, "Mom, in case it rains, we better do something."
So, sure, temporary.
Okay, so I will give them a call. I appreciate your help.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. You know, Chuck, that was a good tip, what her son just says, because a lot of insurance policies, once you have an issue in your house, if you don't take steps to immediately mitigate damage, like she's speaking of, they won't cover any further damage. So that was smart of her son to do.
Issue. Yeah, it was a great catch. And it's funny that Kanga was a company that she needs, because you're right. They have such a great, they have a separate crew that does roofing repairs expertly.
We trust them. You should too. Four Seasons Kanga Roof.
Welcome back, everybody. We do appreciate you being with us. I want to remind you that we're going to do a bonus hour today, an educational hour with two young guys that you're going to want to meet. Charlie and Owen from Comer and Cross are going to be on with us at 12 noon, right?
Yes, sir. Looking forward to it. They
better put some more coffee on.
I don't drink coffee. I don't need coffee.
No, you just do artificial stimulants in aluminum cans that are slandering the environment every time you throw one in a trash.
Could you insult me any more in one sentence? All the things that I voice, sound like my wife. Holy cow.
Hey, the phone lines are open. Yeah, you can come here and be equally abused. 888-654-4897. We'd love to chat with you.
So we already established you didn't do a lot of labor on Labor Day.
I did right? not.
Me neither.
But you know what my problem is, and my wife reminds
Make
me
a list.
Of this, but after 20-some years or 30, whatever it is, I don't listen.
Oh, my gosh.
When I go up north, I still have projects.
Oh, yeah.
I wake up in bed and I go, oh, shoot, I got to do this and that and that and that. She goes, you're up here to relax. Relax.
Now, when we had the cottage, what, maybe 5 miles away from where you are now?
Yeah.
My wife said the same thing. I'd get in, and there were so many times when I would get out of the car. I wouldn't even go into the cottage. I'd open the garage, grab the lawnmower, and start mowing.
Yeah. I actually enjoy that kind of stuff.
Well, I do too at my house, not a vacation.
Yeah, it's
house.
A different kind of stress, though, than getting up and going to work.
Oh, no, there's no stress there.
Well, that's what I mean.
Right.
It's just, so I will enjoy that kind of stuff. It's brainless work, it's fun.
We're good at that.
I'm good at
we
brainless work.
We are good
work.
At that. Yeah. So, how about the article in Detroit News Homestyle section this weekend?
Just want to remind everybody, take a look at that. Did it get posted on our Facebook page?
What do you mean, did it get posted on his Facebook? did it get put out into the Detroit Free Press? Then yes.
Detroit
Detroit News. I apologize. Shame. That's like me saying another call letter sitting here, isn't it? It'll never happen. Sorry. The Detroit News Homestyle section. Yes, if it got posted there, then it's going to get posted on our Facebook
page. Our industry and Ken and I celebrate labor. Without the wonderful people out there doing what they do every day, nothing's going to get done. I told you I'm driving down 23 this morning, and I see two Amnesty trucks early on the road. You know, they're two men crew in both vehicles, and they're out doing, you know.
This week I'm driving down Evergreen Road in Southfield, and there's three Atlas Home Improvement vehicles in the driveway. I had just pulled over, take a picture, and put it on our Facebook page. These companies are busy. They're doing great, great work for our listeners.
Yep.
They really are.
And, you know, one of the things we discussed in the article is that if you have post-secondary, in other words, post-high school education, whether it's a college degree or trade training with a professional company, you are going to, on average, make $25,000 a year more throughout your career, on average. than the person that just got a high school degree and didn't go on to additional training.
So what you're saying is the ROI isn't in the college degree? Is that what you're saying?
No, it is. It actually is, which was interesting. And our kids, the millennials.
Yep.
The likelihood of them starting with a company and staying with a company is really thin because
sure.
they're constantly trying to better their position in life, and they will move around to get a better job with a better company. It's not always about pay. It can be a shorter commute. It can be that you're going to let me work from home. It can be you're going to provide training. But I thought that was interesting. The millennials are less likely than the boomers to sign on with a company and stay with them for 4 years.
Yeah, I mean, look at our fathers. They signed on with the company, and they were there their entire lives.
Yeah, whether they liked it or not.
Truly. Well, I mean, there's so many benefits in being in our industry. I mean, especially with a lot of the apps that are out there nowadays that make it easy. There's an app out there. So if you're in a service industry, people might have heard of an app called ServiceTitan. And you're literally, the office downloads all the information into this app. So if you're a service provider, when you're about to go there, you just hit a button that says dispatch. So it literally sends a text or rings a phone number to the homeowner telling them that you're on the way. When you get there, you hit arrived. It keeps track of everything. It really helps people communicate better with these kind of technologies.
Which is what everybody needs.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and it's one of the reasons when you hear Ken and I talk about the great companies that we have that we refer to you, that so many of them train for a career. If they hire you, they want to keep you for 30, 40 years.
I mean, Comer and Cross are going to have, come on, just a little
while. We'll have to ask Charlie and Owen about that. Yeah.
That they're going to train to put new floors on top of concrete. And it's a career. I mean, it's a career in the housing industry that will last you a lifetime.
Yep.
Yeah. And the knowledge is very, very valuable. 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. Let's talk to Greg and Shelby. How you doing, Greg?
Positive. Hey, a couple questions concerning lawn care. Number one, I've got my mom right here, so bear with us. She wants to know, how do you take care of the lawn? How do you prep it before the fall and winter? And do you lay down seed before the first snowstorm? And we have dead grass in the back, and it doesn't look like it's going to come back. What do you do with dead grass? Because we've not had a lot of rain recently. She waters it, but it's still brown, and it feels like straw.
Chuck, is there a better time of year to do your seeding or any other planting than right now?
It's interesting. We'll end up doing a segment probably in the next week or two on fall lawn care. It's critical. It's the best time of the year. Put down, to reseed and certainly to fertilize and even do weed kill. They say some of your weed killers are most effective applied late in the fall, and we'll be talking more about that.
Totally agree. Thank you for the phone call, Greg. We greatly appreciate it. Hey, winter's coming. When it's really windy outside, do your curtains ever move? If they do and you can feel the breeze, maybe time to consider new windows. Don't think you can afford it? Clarkson Window and Door has some phenomenal financing programs. If you need new windows or new doors, you want to call Clarkston Window and Door.
Welcome back, everybody. We do appreciate you being with us. I want to remind you the phone lines are open for you at least through the top of the hour at noon, at which time we will be doing an education segment from 12 to 1.
We will.
With the guys from Comer and Cross.
Yes, sir. Fun. Yes, sir. 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. That number gets you over 80 years of combined housing experience.
Now, you've been getting really angry at people that email us and tell us that they did their own demo, they bought their own materials, and all they need is labor.
I don't get angry, Chuck. I get even. No.
I was waiting for the come around on that.
No. Chuck and I cannot stress enough to homeowners, if you need a project done and Uncle Vinny's cousin's brother has some material at a great discount, and you go, you buy it, and then you expect to get a professional to come put it down, good luck. A real professional, good luck. Right? I mean, that is it's a sin against housing. It really is.
The chances of that happening are slim and none.
Let's explain why. And we understand that everybody wants to save a buck and everybody wants to get a deal. But a good company, let's talk about the one that's coming up in the next hour, Comer and Cross. You say to them, look, I'll do all the prep work. I'll go buy some material that is just as good as the stuff you guys have, according to the internet. It'll all be here waiting for you. You guys put it down for me?
Yeah, send your guys over.
Send your guys over. And a discounted rate.
Hell no.
Hell to the no, right? Ain't gonna happen. And why would they? This is their relationship. This is their reputation on the line. Any of our team partners, whether it's Kearns, let's talk about Kearns with Peter Brown, CertainTeed.
I was thinking of MacFarland even, you know. I got some paint.
Exactly. Yeah.
Send your guys over and paint the inside of my house with my paint.
All of our team partners have material that they trust, that they have relationships with the manufacturers
exactly.
of those materials.
And a lot of their long-term warranty is tied to the use of that material, and they know it. You talked to a caller earlier, and you said it's more about, regarding a sump pump, it's more about the retail installer and what they choose to use than it is about going out and buying a brand name.
Right.
And it's because the people that do this professionally have found out what doesn't work, and they never want to go back to a job site because they used a product that didn't work.
Amen.
I've
told people, I can't do that, man, because when I pull up to your house, our trucks are going to be out here. Our signs are going to be out here. People are going to be saying, who did your job?
Yeah.
And if I'm not using a product that I trust and I can stand behind to save you a couple bucks, I will walk away from that job. And I'll tell you another thing this is some advice for homeowners out there, okay? Because we understand that everybody has gotten burned. You know, everyone has a story how they've gotten burned by someone over the years. When you have a contractor come to your house, don't tell that story. Don't, because people don't understand, but the good contractors, Chuck, for every one time a homeowner has had a bad experience, this is what they do for a living. They've had 10 bad experiences with homeowners. And if you really want that job done, don't tell someone at your house, hey, I took the last guys to court. Because there's nothing that's going to make them run faster.
We want a huge settlement against all.
Exactly.
You used the phrase, people want a good deal. Here's a good deal. A good deal is that you pay for it and it's done right and properly, and the company that did it is around in 2 years if you have to call them with a question.
Preach it, brother.
Right?
You're 100% right.
That's a good deal.
Especially in this economy, because here's one thing that's happening. People got a price for a roof 2 years ago. They got a price for a driveway 2 years ago. They got a price for a bath remodel 3 years ago. They decided not to do it. They are now calling for those prices, those people. Can you still honor this? Prices are 20 to 30% more. And now they're going, well, now we don't have the money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Yeah. I was just thinking, you know, we sat with Tim Porcassi, the owner of Pro Home Improvement, a couple of weeks ago. And Tim always shows us the letters he gets on a regular basis from suppliers, doesn't he?
Does.
He literally hands them across the table to us because he doesn't have any control over, you know, the manufacturer saying, well, it's going to be another 10% in a month, going to be another 10% in a month, going to be another 10% in a month. And that's been going on for the last several years with every commodity out there.
I tell the story of when I was in the meat of things back in 2008 when the economy started going south. And we kept getting the letters from the suppliers saying, because of fuel pricing. And understand, fuel pricing doesn't only affect the vehicles. It affects anything that's made with a petroleum-based product. And our prices all went up. And that was, I think, 2008, we're paying $4-something a gallon. Within 6 months, it went down, way down. Do you think we got a letter saying, hey, our prices are going to go down? Never. Never happened.
No, surcharges on deliveries. Gosh, we saw that in the 80s.
Yes, you're right.
You know, where all of a sudden, if a truck comes out there, it's going to cost you an extra $25. If the truck comes out there and sits for more than 45 minutes, that's another surcharge, and it just goes on and on. And those things never go away once they're in place.
Can I ask you a question, an email that we got just recently? If you are a homeowner and your roofing company says, we are going to back a truck onto your driveway, and we need you to sign this before they back onto your driveway, before they can put the shingles, what's called topping the roof. They can put the shingles on top of the roof. What's your thought about that, buddy? It happens, right?
Oh, daily. Here's the thing. When a smart driver of a loaded truck, and shingles are very heavy.
Absolutely.
Backs onto residential concrete. If they take it easy, go very slow, straddle two slabs rather than putting the entire truck on one, there's a few things they can do that really, really minimize the chance for anything, any damage to occur.
Agree.
Is that a good way to say it?
Yes, sir.
It's when you get a truck driver that's stupid, you know, powers up the drive, or concrete where they get up there and then they speed that barrel up before displacing it. And I always tell them, you sit in the street, speed that barrel up.
Yep.
Make sure you got a good mix. Then slow her down and ease onto my driveway. And I've never had, knock on wood, a problem as long as we do that.
I 100% agree with you. However, every once in a while, they're going to crack a slab.
It can happen.
But if I'm the roofing contractor, that's the only way to do it. Now, you may at the beginning negotiate, okay, we got to take them up by hand. All right, well, that's going to cost you another $4,000.
Absolutely.
Because that's what it would cost.
Yeah, if you're going to change the labor dynamic, then they're going to change the pricing.
Right. Right.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But it's funny you talk about the concrete truck, the concrete trucks. You know, we'll continue this conversation when we get back from break, okay?
Yeah, and we'll take some phone calls at 888-654-4897.
It's football season, Chuck.
I know.
Finished basement. Is there a better place to watch a football game than a nice, comfortable finished
basement?
Your
person cave.
My person cave?
Yeah.
Oh, not a man cave? Well, I know you got a beautiful finished basement. I'm sure that's where you guys spend a lot of your time watching football. And if you want to watch football in your beautiful, dry, finished basement, then you need to call our good friends at Basements Plus. Laughing and learning for the next hour and a half right here on AM 760 WJR and the Inside Outside Guys. Housing information you can trust. And if you're not able to give us a call at 888-654-4897, you can get a hold of us 24/7 at theinsideoutsideguys.com. Chuck, before we went to break, I just wanted, you mentioned that truck spinning, that cement truck full of concrete spinning. And I just wanted to say, that was a great analogy, because when that's on concrete, that's like a giant sledgehammer going back and forth and back and forth on whatever it may be.
Yeah.
And at the break, you brought something up that reminded me of that.
Well, we had seen, you know, concretes doing that, concretes, ready-mix trucks full of concrete doing that on an asphalt street. You know, they park out in front, they're going to pour a drive.
Hot day.
Yeah, on a hot day, and they're sitting on asphalt, and They start spinning that barrel with 7 yards of concrete in it, and that's what we call a dynamic load, a moving load, and it is so different than a static load, and literally that truck pulls away, and here's imprints from the tires in the asphalt on the street.
You see that a lot when they put the dumpsters in the streets. You'll see the imprints of those
same
four
thing.
Steel tires.
Yeah, and then arguably and justifiably, the neighbors are upset because that's their street.
It'll never get better
until
it's replaced, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Phone lines are wide open for any and all of your housing questions. 888-654-GUYS, which equals 888-654-4897.
You know, we get a lot of emails from people that have water heaters, which would be virtually everyone with a house, right?
Not hot water heaters.
I didn't say that.
I know.
Kept the H word out of it. And there's a little spigot or hose bib at the bottom of a water heater. And that is there to drain the unit when you need to drain it. And when those start to develop a leak, is that necessarily a time to replace the unit sign, or is that generally a minor issue?
When the hot water heater starts to leak from the...
See, you said hot water heater. Boy, what's the matter, you? What's the matter, you? Hey!
I quit. I'm out of here. Goodbye. When the water heater starts to leak from the spigot or from underneath?
From the spigot.
Well, no. No, that's repairable.
Yeah.
The spigot is. From underneath, it's not at that point. From
exactly.
The spigot, basically a pair of pliers.
Yeah.
And you can repair that.
Generally, that's a small deal. It's not a big deal at all. Worst case scenario, you don't even fix it. You just get a length of hose and run it to the nearest drain.
Great point. Great point.
But a lot of times, it's just one of those where a little mineral deposit is in the valve, kind of like what creates a drippy faucet in a sink.
Sure, sure.
And it is almost never a big issue, generally a very small one. So would I replace a water heater because the spigot is dripping the drain at the bottom of the unit? No.
Okay, what if your water started to stink really bad? Would you replace the hot water heater?
If the water coming out of the water heater started to stink?
Yes.
No, I'd probably replace the anode rod or have a plumber do it.
Chuck, it's not that hard. It's really not hard to replace a rod. Huh?
I always tell my kids when they go, they give me an answer to something. Like, here, technology, right?
Okay, yeah, right.
I don't know how to do X on my phone. My
Venmo.
Kids take
you
my
have
phone.
No idea how to do a Venmo. There no idea.
And they do it. And they go, that's so easy, Dad. And I go, it's easy when you know. The whole thing is building houses is easy because I know how to do it. But if you've never done it.
I agree. I agree. But if you're going to do a DIY repair, the anode rod on top of a hot water heater.
There you go again.
Of a water heater.
Sorry.
See what you got me doing?
I know.
It's not a tough fix. 888-654-GUYS. Let's talk to Mike in Pinckney. Good morning, Mike. You're on with the guys.
Well, hello, guys. Hey, real quick about that anode rod. About 30 years ago, I did one of those. And remind people to turn the water supply off first.
No kidding.
It got quite messy.
I was thinking that. I was thinking they don't do that, and it's full of – it just cycled, and it's full of hot water. And you loosen that anode rod.
No, you drain it first. Come on. Turn it off and drain it first, of course.
Yeah. Hey, a week ago Friday, I had my garage floor coated by Motor City Coatings. Very satisfied with it. Very happy. The installer kept correcting me about telling people it was epoxy and it's polypropylene or something. But question, he gouged out some of the expansion joint felts between the concrete joints, if you will, and he recommended I put some silicone down in there. Can you recommend what I should use? Or
yeah, I would use a polyurethane. Is that the joint? The joint in the middle? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, I have two garage doors, so you can go through, and it's where the patio meets the garage floor, and the driveway meets the garage floor.
Yeah. Yeah, polyurethane caulk is what you'd want to put in there. In a place you can get that that's not too far from you is a store called Universal Weather Stripping. And they are right there off of 96 and Outer Drive.
Okay. And one other question. My rear garage door, I had a piece of rubber, homemade rubber put down to help seal the bottom of the door to keep chipmunks and mice out of it because there's just enough gap for them to get in there. Do they make a seal, garage floor door seal, if you will?
The same place I just gave you can order that for you.
Yeah. Yeah. A threshold strip. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Universal Weather Stripping can take a picture to them and they can get one for you.
Super. Yeah, I'm very happy with the coating on the floor.
Great product.
Yep. All righty.
Thanks, Mike. Greatly appreciate it. Greatly appreciate you.
Appreciate it, Mike.
888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. You know, Chuck, I've just found that polyurethane, those polyurethane caulks, and they come in multiple colors. it's the best out there as far as exterior applications.
I was going to ask you, I mean, I tend to be a big believer in those as well. You're not even mentioning the flowable caulk.
The self-leveling?
Yeah.
No, these are for vertical applications.
I thought he was talking about the joint between two horizontal slabs.
He was. Now, good point. You can use both the same product for the horizontal or the vertical. I like the what's called trowelable.
I know you do.
Product. Yeah. I used to love the self-leveling.
Yep.
The trowelable is a lot more easier to work with, a lot more forgiving to me.
That's interesting that you say that.
But yeah. Here's the thing about it for a homeowner if they use this product. Number one, it's like anything else. You have to prep the surface, make sure it's completely clean before you apply this product to it. And number two is when you do it, you just have a little cup of soapy water with you. And if you try to smooth it out without that, it'll be your worst nightmare trying to get the stuff off your fingers and hands for the next week. But if you use...
The trowelable.
Yes, the trowelable. But if you use a soapy water and you keep dipping it and smoothing and dipping and smoothing your finger, you can make it look absolutely beautiful.
How about the idea of needing to tape the sides of the joints or something so you don't get any of that material, you know, on the concrete outside of the joint?
I'll do you one better. My sons, who do a lot of this driveway concrete, sure, polyurethane. My one son's really become an expert. He uses the blue painter's tape, and he'll tape each side of the joint.
Okay.
Then because this, it comes in different colors, but the most popular color is what's called a limestone color. And yes, it is different, but when my son's done doing it, he'll throw sand over top of it and give it more of the look of the driveway or sandy look.
Is there any way that he impregnates that sand into the fresh material?
Oh, yeah. He does it while it's still fresh. Yes.
And then?
It just stays in there. He doesn't push it down. It just stays in there because it is a very sticky, sticky material.
Right.
It really is.
So he just broadcasts it on top of it and leaves it.
Anyone out there, whether you walk out your garage, your porch, your step, if you see a void between your concrete and whatever is behind it, if there's potential for water to get in there, this is the product you use. It's a good looking product, and it'll mitigate damages, potential damages in the future.
Absolutely. Water getting into or beneath your concrete causes so much damage.
Oh, yeah,
so
you're not kidding.
We'll be talking about that. We'll probably publish another article before wintertime about sealing your concrete and making sure those joints are sealed and that water is shed off of any of your exterior concrete.
And this is a time of year that people really need to start taking a look at this kind of stuff. And of course, we preach this every weekend here on the show, but going into wintertime is when you're going to do the most damage as the freeze part of the freeze-thaw cycle hits hard. If that water, you know, even a front porch chuck that's really porous, if you could put a seal over those kind of things, because that water, it concrete's like a sponge. That water will soak up, it'll freeze, and it'll literally impregnate that concrete and just push it apart.
So let me ask you this. We always had the policy for any porch concrete, especially something under a roof.
Yes.
That we would hard trowel that concrete.
Yes.
So it becomes very smooth and thus slippery if it gets wet, but it does seal the surface against water penetration because we always had it was just standard practice. We extended our foundations underneath those concrete porch caps, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
That became your wine cellar, your storage area, your sump crock location, whatever.
Yeah, you're right. Anything under a roof gets what's called a hard trowel. Which is basically a smooth surface. It looks great. It's a more of an artistic look.
Yeah.
The exterior
gets... And it does shed more water.
It sheds more water.
Yeah.
Exterior gets what's called a brune finish, and the best thing about that for a finisher is it takes all the little imperfections out, you know, that a finisher...
Yeah, visually, it hides a lot of... Or potentially hides a lot of stuff.
It does. It absolutely does. But the, Comer and Cross, you know, when it comes to the porches... This is something they do all the time, and it'll stop that water from penetrating into that porch. Because think about it. Inside your porch is a bunch of sand. What soaks up water more than...
If it's backfilled, you mean.
Yeah, backfilled. What soaks up water more than sand? So once it leaks through there, you get a wintertime, your house doesn't get a lot of sun. That'll be frozen for months.
You could have a big issue. It's kind of like if you got a bad roof. If you got an old roof and you haven't replaced it in the wintertime and the rain, you're going to have nothing but grief.
And when you hire a company, doesn't everybody want to hire a company they know gives back to the community?
I do.
Me too. I do too. And we were at one of Victor's rooftop giveaways just about a month ago. We're going to be at another one not long from now. That's one of the reasons the Inside Outside guys and Paul W. Smith love Victor's Roofing.
Welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you being with us. I want to remind you that at the top of the hour, we're just starting an educational hour with two young guys you're going to want to meet. Is that a fair statement?
That's a very
fair
statement.
Keep it a mystery. Make people wonder who, what, why.
Right, when. Tomorrow, I want to remind people we're going to be at Kearns Brothers.
I'm going to have to sprint out of there because I've got another veteran-supported project.
Yeah, you'll be out working, won't you?
That I'll be involved with.
Yeah, you'll be out sweating outside somewhere. Why? Well,
any physical effort for me is now currently called work at this stage of life.
But tomorrow, being the anniversary of 9/11, we're going to be doing a remembrance and honoring those folks. We're going to start off at Kearns Brothers with Mike Kearns, who's a veteran, obviously. And then we're going to, after that, head over to Foundation Solutions 360. And talk to them about
another veteran-owned company.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely. In the meantime, if you have any questions, we'll take your calls. 888-654-GUYS, which equals 888-654-4897.
I'm with you.
With me?
I'm with you. Can't overstress enough that we want to make sure that you, when people show up to your job site to do work that you have hired the company to do, that you treat those people well. Again, we mentioned that in the article this week that was published yesterday in the Detroit News. But it's so critical. You and I listen to employers talk about their people like a treasure. Is that a fair?
More so today than ever.
It's amazing, and it's cool. I love it.
Me too.
But it's important that you treat them well on the job site also. And that doesn't mean you have to bake cookies for them. But I will tell you, you know, the common courtesies of here's a bathroom you can use, you know, please respect, you know, or lay down paper or something, you know. But it's okay if you say, please, you know, please keep it clean. But you let them know, or maybe you ask them if they like a coffee or a bottled water or whatever. Just little courtesies.
Just like you expect them when they get to your place to greet you with, good morning, ma'am, you know, and be pleasant to you, you do the same to them.
Or sir.
And I'm going to go one better than you, Chuck, and people might think I'm crazy, but heck, if the crew's there the first day, let's say they got 4 days to be at your house, no matter what they're doing, whether it's a driveway or a roof, if the first day you buy the crew pizza, what negative connotation could that possibly have? You may have to pick up some pizza boxes in the day, but you just got every one of those workers on your side. Now they're all, I guarantee you, are going to be willing to work just a little bit harder for you. So as a homeowner, this is a great strategy that if you have a $10,000 bill, put another 1% on it and buy a couple of lunches.
Whatever. Exactly. It's like pre-tipping the bartender or the waitress. You know?
Right.
People today are battling with consumers, and I don't know why this is. It's a weird dynamic, but everybody you talk to, the building industry is a service industry.
Yes.
And it's funny. We hear more and more stories about rude customers. It's like, quit it. There's no reason for that. And
I've run into one just recently, Chuck, and it's like if a person comes out to your house to take a look at your project, that person has an expertise. And you, this person, Chuck, every time I started to talk, would cut me off and actually made sure it said something like, well, you're just a salesman. Well, yeah, you're right. But I do have almost 40 years of experience in this industry. And you may not want to use my company, but I can give you some good information that will help educate you for the next company.
We try to tell people, if you shut up and listen to good salesperson, you can learn thousands of dollars worth of stuff about what they are expert in. Why wouldn't you?
Take notes.
Yeah.
We've said this.
I'm a thief in that regard. I'll listen like crazy.
Amen. Yeah. You know, we said this before. When when a salesman's at your table, every question you're asking them, they've heard 100 times. They've got the answer to every question that you have
about that product.
About that product. Yeah. They do. So soak that up and write it down. And when they're done, feel free to check out the information. You know, we had someone just recently talk to us about a concrete pour. What can we do to assure a concrete pour? One of the things we said to them is, when the truck's at your job site, you as the homeowner, that's your concrete on that truck. Walk out to the truck, ask to look at the ticket, take a picture of it. Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you make sure that you're getting what you paid for?
Yeah. It's an interesting dynamic. You and I see so much of that through emails, you know, through interactions with our listeners.
But
you'll get a better job by treating the people doing the work better.
And this is why we started the job. You heard me say, started this show. You heard me say earlier, for every time a homeowner has had a bad experience with a contractor has had dozens with a homeowner. And the reason Chuck and I started this show years ago is because we want to make this process easier, less stressful, more trusting for everybody, because we know so many people are afraid even to make that phone call.
And things should be fun. You know, we tell people that are getting a new remodel, a new bathroom, new kitchen, it should be fun for you. Yes, there is stress associated with it, but if you hire the right company, it should be something you're rejoicing in, not something that is skullduggery and you're afraid of every morning when they show up.
And too many people, because of the experience they've had in the past, put all contractors into one bucket. And that would be very unfair as us as contractors did the same thing to homeowners, because all homeowners had different personalities. Chuck, you and I have been on jobs where jobs go wrong. Some homeowners don't care. They will get by it, no big deal. Other ones, that's the biggest deal in the world, and they want redemption. They want something back for what you look at as an extremely small issue. So there is, if you're a owner of a company and you have the right people in place, it's a lot more than just going out and doing the work. It really is. There's so much more to it.
Absolutely. And the good companies, the ones you and I like to refer, are aware of that. They're training people skills as much as they're training trade skills.
Yeah.
And it's an ongoing process that never ends.
You're absolutely right. Hey, you want everyone to stick around for the next hour, the bonus hour, the education hour at the Inside Outside Guys right here on AM 760. We're going to have Comer and Cross Concrete Coatings come in and educate people about why you want to consider a concrete coating for, like I said earlier, a porch cap. You may have a back porch, a garage floor, basement floor, whatever it may be. Comer and Cross can help you out with it.
Yeah, you're going to want to meet Charlie Comer and Owen Cross. I'm excited about it. It's going to be a lot of fun. And remember, the company that comes out to your job site is a representative of the owner. So if you like listening to these owners, you're going to like the product and the company that you hire.
Yep, absolutely. And during the week, if you need anything, you know, if you lady earlier said she had a tree fall and it damaged her house, right then, go to theinsideoutsideguys.com, no matter what it is. Go to theinsideoutsideguys.com. If you don't see the what you need, sorry, lost train of thought. We got to go to break. I apologize. I had a problem hearing the music there. This next segment, The Inside Outside Guys, is brought to you by a company that we trust, 16 Mile and Mound. You're looking for a new kitchen, new bathroom. We want you to check out Kopke Remodeling.